Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscriber. I'm Andrew Jubin alongside the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Steven Sadak, Eric Siska. We're all here and we are all talking about Star Wars : Droids : The Adventures of R2-D2 and C-3PO. The episode in question, A Race to the Finish. Original air date, September the 28th, 1985.
The adventures of Kenny Baker not getting a check he sorely could have used in the
1980s. Well, why would he get one?
Throw him something,
what
man.
What are you talking? Dude, it's a garbage can.
Dude, it's using his likeness.
No, it's not.
No, I know he shouldn't go. I'm just saying, like, you know, hey, it'd man, be fun.
Maybe learn to bleep bloop, motherfucker. You want a check?
I don't know.
Bleep. Hire him to whistle.
I think it's a betrayal to just credit it as R2-D2 as himself.
That's the biggest kick in the dick, dude.
It's so fucking cute, though. It's fun.
And this blinkered garbage can as itself.
Dude, this theme song, let's get into it. It is awesome. It is. Yes. It sounds like a Wings B-side.
It sounds like Kenny Loggins, dude.
Do you know
which
who's
is a plus.
Kenny Loggins?
No, Stuart Copeland.
Get out of town.
Yes, he did it.
That's terrible. I was not a fan of the theme song, to be totally honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, because I thought it sounded like Kenny Loggins. It was bothering me.
I don't know. I think it's a bop.
I think it's a banger.
A banger or a bop.
I've got no problems with it, you know? Trouble again. Yes.
The conceit of this cartoon, it is C-3PO and R2-D2 before the events of the original trilogy.
Yeah, when they're just correct. Sitting around waiting for Godot to
show
up.
Right, so, well, they've already been wedding guests at Darth Vader's wedding.
Right, the Death Star is presumably under construction somewhere.
Somewhere. I don't know. They made, like, what, 14 episodes of this? So maybe towards the end, there's like a little tickle of Death Star, right?
Yeah,
a little
man.
Something.
That'd be
fine,
nice.
you little trash can. You go that way, but if Godot shows up, you're in real trouble.
Godot is a acronym.
Yeah, yes. it's just some robot.
Garbage bot.
So, Eric, you were sort of explaining that the way they structured the stories in this was like, it was the two of them sidled with different masters for like a series of episodes.
Yes.
I think that's right. A kind of a fun idea. Sorry.
It is a fun idea, Steven. And it goes a little something like that. No, I watched this episode and another episode that has IG-88 in it. He talks like a regular dude, which was very weird. But
hey, hi, I'm IG-88.
And that is a different master. And this is a different master. So I read online that because I had never watched this show before. And now I like it, and it's like changing my identity as a person.
Dude, you told me you bought the rare DVD set online.
I did, and it hasn't arrived yet, I haven't watched the rest
Keep
of it.
Keep me updated, dude.
You better go to CVS to get a Cheeto cleaner for that fucking DVD set, man. That's going to be some orange crumbs on it.
Right? I ordered it from an Amazon reseller that's like an actual Goodwill, so I'm sure I got to like dust the formaldehyde off of it.
Or just get rid of the stamp that says property of Harry Knowles.
Oh, the estate sale. The early estate sale.
If it says that on it, Chris, I'm going to burn it. Because that's like having like fucking Hitler's painting in your house. So, there are different masters. And apparently there's like a cycle. Like the first four episodes, I guess, are these dudes as the masters. And then every few episodes, it's a different master for C-3PO and R2-D2. And the DVD set apparently packages all these episodes together as like short movies. So it's not cut up, which is, I would rather have it cut up with a theme song, but what are you going to do? But also like this show makes me wonder like who's the real master, you know, like it seems like R2-D2 and C-3PO kind of calling the shots.
Right.
In a way.
Well, I was kind of curious, what's the restraining bolt sitch? Because you do see on the design, he's got that little nipple on there.
Right.
3PO does.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious, can he leave or not? Like, or does every time are they putting that restraining bolt on him?
Well, as we see at the end of this episode, that restraining bolt is fully intact and they're freed of the situation.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's a they're not paying attention thing.
Gotcha.
But
they drew it and they didn't think of it. Yeah. They didn't care.
This is what was freaking me out, though. With both C-3PO and R2-D2 on this show, the way that they animate them, They are not moving like robots.
Yes.
C-3PO's fucking dancing through this whole thing. Yeah. And the way
he's blinking.
What?
Did you notice this?
Wait, what? Oh, his eyes.
Blinks.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice
that.
And
his eyes, like, kind of like, if he's mad, they kind of like.
I didn't notice. I just noticed the way they, like, draw his body moving. Way too fluid.
He's fully functional, man. Yeah. There's something that at the end of this show, I think he gets, like, paralyzed and then makes him walk like a robot and he can't blink anymore.
But then they also have the way they animate R2 is like he can bend in the middle. Uh-huh. So like C-3PO's yelling at him and he's supposed to like hunch over like he's guilty.
Oh,
and it looks like a sock puppet. And I realized though, like R2 in this cartoon is kind of like Slimer.
Yes, yeah.
It's very much a Slimer type character. Like he helps out and he's
dogs.
Like, filled with hot dogs. To the fucking hilt with hot dogs.
Also based on John Belushi.
Yeah, you know, I was getting high at this guy's house last night, man. There was some fat dude there. He could be a little robot.
Offered me a speedball. Now, Steven, if you don't know what that is, it's when you do it. What was it again? Cocaine? And what did I do?
Heroin.
God. Oh, I was having adventures of R2 and 3PO in my brain.
Oh, dude, a little Caddyshack cannonball. That's a big old...
Call that the Caddyshack cannonball. They do.
Was that a huge spliff hit and then a beer chug? Is that how that works?
And then you eat
something like that.
You eat a live groundhog that has been injected with peyote.
George.
So you get high from the meat, Chris.
George, it's 3 a.m. Holy Christ, will you stop?
What day, motherfucker? I've been up for
lost count.
It's been weeks.
They are in this cycle of this very serialized show. They are stuck with these people who are racers. What are their names?
I just know the main guy.
It's two dudes and a girl.
Di Antwood.
And a pizza shop.
Yes.
And
Di Antwood is one of them, yes.
No, it's Thal something is the master's name that is like the lead racer.
And he's the dude who looks like the redheaded kid from Captain Planet.
And
the Wheeler.
And isn't the fat one Jord?
Jord?
Sounds about right. And for some reason...
Yeah, Jord, I've got Thal, and then there's Kia.
Right, yes. And for some reason, they come under... I think this is carrying over from the last episode. They are being attacked by a Lambda-class shuttle, which is usually only Imperial-issued, and obviously it transports the Emperor and Vader and Royal Guards usually, but for some
reason,
this pirate band has one. I guess they maybe, jacked it from the Empire.
Is this the Rome Gang?
Is this the Witch? No, they're riding in the Witch, which is a great name for a shuttle.
Yeah. Yes, that is the good guys, the masters.
The Witch is
their
like speeder, though. The ship is the Sand Sloth.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fucking bend over and I'll show you, dude.
Well, the pirate ship has a way worse name. Floating Scrap Heap.
I think they might have just been insulting their own
dude,
ship.
Dude, these green dudes are gross.
You mean, I love that the leader
from, right?
The leader looks like Jonathan Winters.
This whole animation style, the closest I can get is heavy metal.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yes.
I
was waiting for 3PO to blow some rails at this fucking station.
Is this the same animation style that they used in the holiday special when there's that weird Boba Fett adventure?
It is slightly like... I think it's similar, yes, because what's funny is Boba Fett's color scheme is the exact same in this cartoon and in the holiday special.
That tan
thing.
Yeah, which I do have an action figure of in this color scheme. So
nice,
that's
dude.
Pretty fucking cool, right?
Top dollar you
pretty
had to pay for that.
Cool, pretty fucking cool.
Sick deet about this cartoon, though, man. Like, unlike the Star Wars original trilogy... where it features all of these people in space that are British in one way or another.
Sure.
Everybody that's in space in this cartoon is about as Canadian as the day is long.
I don't know what the exchange rate is with Canadian voice acting, but holy shit.
Can you get them cheaper up there or
I
what?
Guess so.
I just had to pay them in maple syrup, all right?
But this green dude says that he used to be the biggest gangster in the galaxy,
right?
And blah blah blah. But I think
literally and physically.
And this being the only other gangster of the galaxy, I'm not as well versed in the EU as Eric is. I think to be a gangster in this galaxy, you can't be able to stand up under your own power. That's what yes. I understand.
Sitting no. almost at all times.
Not anymore, because Solo, this is the, takes place oh, in the true. Same time period as Solo. So got the it. Crimson Dawn. So you got Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah,
and,
you got Paul Bettany.
Yeah, that svelte little motherfucker, Paul Bettany, sure. beautifying the galaxy. So he's a crime boss. He would be a contemporary with Size Fromm. And Jabba the Hutt is mentioned in this episode.
He's got two little... There's this weird thing going on with this henchman. One is his son. Yeah. And the
is
other
it Twiggy?
Is the, no, the his Tiggy. Son's Tiggy. His, here's Tiggy. The thing. His son is named like Kremulok or something. And then the other guy is like, mind if I call you Tiggy? And then like to get him to go along later, he's like, you can call me Tiggy. And I'm like, what is going on with these gentlemen and can I watch?
There's also some weird thing where the one guy who asks to call the other guy Tiggy is obsessed with like, and I don't know if this is like a detail of the gang or whatever, but he's like obsessed with like dressing well.
Oh, right.
He's constantly like looking at himself and making sure he's like properly.
That's just crime, dude. That's like mafia. That's like fucking Hank Hill growing up on the block. I always wanted to be a Size Fromm.
Wait, did you just call me Tiggy?
What, like a Tiggy, like I amuse you?
I love how you called him Hank Hill, by the way.
Did I?
Yeah.
It was Henry Hill, right?
Yeah. Henry
yeah.
Hill.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Damn it, Eric.
Ever since I was a boy, I wanted to be a propane salesman.
I sell propane and numbers accessories.
Can I tell you the fucking
Can
funniest
thing?
Can I call
thing? You Peggy?
You crazy sons of bitches did it.
Dude, speaking of King of the Hill, this was a fucking, the sickest burn I've heard in a while on broadcast television.
Oh, please.
So Sunday Night Baseball was happening a few days ago, and I was doing some work on the computer, and I just had the game on, and it was a cool thing where it was the Mets and...
So they lost.
I think it was maybe the Phillies. I don't remember. Yeah. The Met game was on, yeah, so sure. I was watching it. And they were doing a cool thing where... This professional baseball game was happening on the field where they were doing some of the Little League World Series.
Okay.
So the cool thing was like they invited all of the kids that were sure. playing in the series to come watch the pros
Whoa.
Play an actual
Rookie
game
the
on
year,
the field
baby.
That they what?
Rookie of the year.
Exactly, sort of. None of the kids were playing, they Damn were just it. Watching. But so
pitcher's got a big butt.
It wasn't like it wasn't a big baseball stadium, it was just like this baseball field.
Sure.
And so what was happening was you couldn't really get tickets to it, but people who lived around the area were like trying to like, you know, scam yeah, a view with a sure. game for free and whatnot. And these dudes had built this whole like thing, this whole scaffolding,
sure.
right? And they had filmed them throughout the day constructing this thing. And it's all these guys like building the scaffolding. And then they put some chairs out and the fucking announcer, I don't know who it was. This guy's like, so you build this big scaffolding, you work all day and then you get your four chairs up there. And then, yeah, you got your episode, you got an episode of King of the Hill. and then it just cuts to these four dudes drinking beers in a nice. Chair, watching the game. It was the fucking funniest, sickest burn.
You gotta love it.
Man, you do not want to be compared to the King of the Hill gang. That is the point. Jesus yeah. Christ. If anyone ever looked at the four of us and was like, look at the fucking King of the Hill gang over there. Good Lord.
Well, we know it's boom power.
I'm just saying, we know Philippe's going to do it. It's going to happen eventually. He's going true. Through it.
And we are aging into that King of the yes. Hill era.
Oh, Eric, like, you're Dale Gribble.
I don't know which character that one is. But
that's
yeah.
a cigarette smoking guy with the glasses.
Oh, man. That's a good one, right?
Yeah, it's what you want.
Oh, no, wait. Well, yeah, because you're like maybe with the conspiracy theories, but I meant, what's the one he's
the where, bald guy? The guy
he's
idiot.
Always wearing like the blonde. He's well, he's kind of blonde, and he's got the tank tops on all the time.
There's the blonde guy that mumbles. That's Boomhauer.
That's Boomhauer.
Chris called it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's
it's
out.
Over.
It's off the table.
Well, Dale has the aviator glasses.
I think you're stealing a role from a blonde actor.
I know.
So I think I should be Boomhauer.
Boomhauer, Dale, Hank, and
you.
Who's the other one?
I never watched it. I never watched it.
So
anyway, other cartoon.
We crash land on this planet, and there's like this. There's this droid that has a cane.
How does a droid get to be an old man? Jesus.
He said that like he was decommissioned, but then he like rebuilt himself.
Uh-huh.
Like the doctor heals thyself.
Well, I guess that's like that fucking old ass transformer in one of them yeah. their movies.
Oh right, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
does the cane like come out of his hand?
I think it comes out. I think it's his dick.
Really?
I think he's walking around on his self-activating piston.
Do you think this is where Michael Bay got the idea for the stupid old robot?
No, Michael Bay's never seen this.
Are you sure?
I guarantee you.
He'd take a little too much ketamine, get on YouTube.
I've been there. Oh, man, those 4 a.m. ketamine YouTube rabbit holes, look out. But R2-D2 and this old guy become fast friends.
Fastest of friends.
And 3PO, of course, gets very jealous of the whole situation.
He's a snotty little bitch to this guy, man. It's quite annoying.
Quite the love triangle we have going here.
Fucking hate C-3PO, dude. God damn it, all the hell. Because,
by the way, at this point, like, Size From and the boys hire Boba Fett.
Look out, it's Size From and the boys.
Fett owes him a favor for some reason, even though we established that they are all wanted by Jabba the Hutt, who's now taken over the galaxy. Yeah. I mentioned this because...
Well, he owes him a favor because he introduced Boba Fett to his first wife.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And it was a beautiful marriage. She did get cancer. It was really sad.
She was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I owe you, Size From. But after this, we're clear.
Size From is also a little peeved because Dengar was the best man at the wedding.
Well, that's the thing. So you introduce them.
He wasn't even in the wedding party.
You've got to be at the loser's table with Bosk.
Yeah, he just
really?
Attended.
I have to sit next to Salacious Crumb.
Salacious Crumb's date is the werewolf.
Not everything is that funny, Salacious.
Little piece of shit.
I just thank you all for being here on the best day of my life. I'm giving it up, guys.
Me and
I'm hanging up the jetpack.
Anyone have a straw? Kind of. At this point in the canon, I don't take my helmet off, really. So
yeah, me and Sidney Fett. It's so weird to say it like that now.
Sidney Fett.
You're going to die today, Sidney.
Han Solo.
That's right? What started the fucking beef, man.
That's what started it, man. So I mentioned Fett now because BL-17 shows up, and that's turns the twist.
Is that a bad robot?
No, this is the first time I ever had any idea that Fett owned a robot.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's a droid.
Is this like a C-3PO honeypot?
That's exactly what it is.
I think it is.
That's exactly what it is.
You're right.
Showing some leg, and 3PO's like, well, hello there.
We could talk about forms of communication together.
Yeah. Also, you look at that thing, like, because it's not known. I mean, it's only a 21-minute episode, it's revealed fast enough. But, like, you see that thing, and they don't say outright what the situation is, and I was like, that droid is paying way too much attention to C-3PO. That robot's crooked.
Yes.
And then 47 seconds later,
that is a great. Really? I was shocked by this reveal.
Really? Wow, Chris. Wow, he was shocked.
Just means you weren't paying attention.
Andrew, you were totally right because every droid in Star Wars treats C-3PO like a piece of fucking garbage.
Exactly.
You could, like, remember in Cloud City, there was like a guy that looked like 3PO?
Oh, yeah,
and
yes.
And he's like, Echuta. And he's like, oh my God, did you just fucking say Echuta to me? I can't believe he said Echuta.
Dude, he's shocked and appalled, and he almost throws up like all at the same time.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. R2.
I think my favorite droid in Star Wars is in Jabba's palace, where it's like, you're a feisty little one. You'll make a good servant on the sales
bot. Oh, the branding bot? Yeah. That dude's fucked up, yes, man. That guy's sick.
He's
dude.
Like fucking ripping people apart.
Dude, you do not want to look at the internet browsing history for the branding bot. Good Lord. I always like the bug-eyed dude on the Jawa speeder. That dude, silver guy.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get enough play. He's got one line. And that's it.
Yeah. Right. In an episode of Rebels. No, wait. No, it was in Solo. A guy like him gets hit by a car.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Cool. Oh, my God.
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Somebody call an ambulance.
I guess it was a speeder. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, the idea is 3PO's beaten, chatting it up by this dude, and is very quickly falling in love. And
he's like already like tossing away R2-D2's advice, and he's just like, well, you know, BL-17 wouldn't say you choose to me, you fuck.
Well, I think that's kind of the thing, is like he's jealous of him and the old dude, the old timer there. So he's like, well, I'll make my own friend. And
right.
It just so happens to be Boba Fett's fucking mole.
Exactly.
Boba Fett also, sadly, this is
this is his wife's robot. That's why he kind of gets upset. Like, this is the last thing he had of Sydney. Yep. Right. You know
it's
what I mean?
Like, he doesn't even have a picture. It's just when he looks at this robot, he remembers Sydney Fett.
And then he's just like, I will never now forget that in the original Friday the 13th, Mrs. Voorhees was the killer. That's going to stick with me forever. That was the bit of trivia Sydney got wrong.
I love you so much, Sid. That's what he says every
night.
I can't
believe Han Solo showed up with that ghost face mask and stabbed you.
Han Solo shows up above it. He's like, honey, you sent a weird guardian angel, but I got it. I got it.
Han Solo tells a weird story about a pet frog he ran over. So I think the move here is like, they get the droids like out of the workshop or whatever, and they start fucking gassing the garage or whatever.
The idea is Boba Fett and the robot have one plan, but these two green dudes, one being named Tiggy, is
who their crime syndicate has hired Fett. All they had to do was stay out of his way.
Exactly. That's why I don't understand why they're fucking interfering.
They want to like impress the boss.
They've got pride.
I see. Exactly. They're just boys from the block trying to make it.
Gotcha. And
they're there because like Thal has a speeder race there, so they're fixing up the speeder in this garage, and now it's been gassed.
Yeah, and Boba Fett would have done it himself, but it happened to be October the 30th, and he's like, oh, that's our wedding dinner. You know, baby, every year it gets a little hard. He's drinking like he takes out all the old news clipping, like Miyagi at the end of Karate Kid. Just, you know, baby, every year it gets a little... It should get easier, but it gets harder.
He's playing like the little hologram like of their first dance. He's just watching it on repeat, crying.
I thought we had a little helmet on the way.
he's putting like one blaster cartridge into his gun.
It's like Martin Riggs a little bit.
Oh my God, yes. So somewhere around here, Boba Fett himself like gets the drop on these dudes and starts like spraying in this auditorium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just shooting lasers everywhere. This is so like the BL-17 like turns on C-3PO. There's like he fucking the old man droid totally gets rocked right here, yes. Which is great. That dude goes
who's
flying.
The old man droid like exposes BL-17 as a villain because he's like. BL-17, the lowest form of synthetic life in the galaxy.
Oh my God!
Well, that's that.
He
this
called
is
him
what,
a chuta, dude. That's what that is.
That's well, yeah. That's
BL-17 tells this old man to put a clamp on a chrome dome, which is basic. That's like just a step above saying a chuta. It's not that bad.
It's not
but
that
it's
bad,
almost
but it's,
there.
It's right there.
But you know what was? This is why this was surprising to me because I didn't know that a fucking robot had a lying protocol. Run Two-Face protocol.
Well, that's my thing. Is when so it's all about this whole show is about 3PO and R2 going around.
Yeah.
They ever fall in with the wrong crowd? Like, you know what I mean? Like running people or running guns by accident?
Maybe. Oh, no, R2. It turns out we're in a little bit of human trafficking.
I'm going to watch these all eventually. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. Maybe.
That could be. While this is going down, by the way, so that old dude gets rocked and then 3PO's like, oh, well, I never, and attacks this guy. Do you guys catch this? It's a definite C-3PO going, hi-ya!
Yeah.
Good Christ. Come on.
Hi-ya protocol, dude. Yeah,
totally fucking whatever with your hi-yas.
C-3PO trusting, this is a robot that's been stuck on a trash planet. We maybe have not mentioned that.
Yeah.
The thing that they're on is just a planet made of fucking garbage.
But and there's also a racetrack there.
Exactly, which is sort of like the origin.
Atlantic City?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't there be like trillions of these fucking planets?
Oh,
like
yeah,
these
sure.
garbage of planets course, everywhere.
Every system's got a garbage planet.
The Earth's a garbage planet, Chris. But this is like maybe the start of where the pod racing came from, Steven, because it's like this weird racetrack where everyone has to race the speeder
in
around.
A fucking hamster tube.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very
it's
bizarre.
Very, very weird. So these bumbling idiots, these green men, put the thermal detonator on the witch, the speeder that Thal, whatever, is going to race.
Thal Drago.
Thal Drago. And it turns out it's race time, folks. And
but it's only gonna. Here's the thing: it's, you gotta casino that shit. The second he gets in, it lights up. That's the move. They're like, oh well, it'll blow up on the 10th lap. 10th lap.
Yeah.
What are you, all fucking day?
They want a dramatic conclusion, I guess. So this dude speeds away. Thal speeds away in the race, or he just makes it to the race on time. All of his crewmen are there, like, where's Thal? And whenever Thal's not around, everyone's asking, where's Thal? Fett is in hot pursuit with a silver speeder, which we didn't even know existed. And yes. I don't know where that came from. We don't even see the Slave One in this.
I think we didn't figure it out yet. And B, we weren't saying Slave One.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, the ship was shown in Empire, and this is 5 years later.
Oh, my God. So it used to be called. When Sydney was involved,
right.
It was the love slave. And he had to.
I'm just a slave to your love, Sid.
And then when he just crossed it out. It's Slave One now.
Yeah.
This cartoon doesn't take place 5 years after Empire. Is that what you just said?
No, I'm saying this was made 5 years after Empire. This was 85. Yeah. Empire's 80. Yep. This takes place. You're right. This does take place in. Before A New Hope, and maybe in this is obviously all discredited from the EU twice over now. So maybe didn't have the Slave One yet in this continuity.
Yeah. And you know, the love slave was like cherry red. Oh, he blasted through the universe. He was happy.
He was on a suicide mission. He drove it through a fucking sun one night drinking, thinking about Sid. And
blaring
that's got
like obnoxious 50s doo-wop rock and roll shit like Christine.
Everything is burnt on the fucking Slave One, formerly the love slave. And also why his armor's all weathered and stuff is he's been trying to kill himself for years. Just shooting himself.
Just drunk, smoking meth, and stripping the fucking paint off it.
It's just like, you know, hey, Boba, you're trying to kill yourself all these times. You ever just take your helmet off and then shoot yourself in the head?
No. No. Why would I try that?
Shinny wouldn't like it that way. She liked the mask on.
That guy used to like have an accountant firm and like now he like lost the will to live and he's considered the most dangerous guy in the galaxy because he's fucking crazy.
Well, actually in the original cut of Jedi before the re-release, you do hear when Boba Fett goes down that the monster there, the
Sarlacc.
The Sarlacc's got him. He goes, "We did it, Sid! We did it!"
He's going to be reunited in heaven.
What a beautiful story. In
star heaven.
Coming home, baby!
He's like, "Thank you, Solo. Thank you, Solo. Thank you, Solo."
Weird idea of a garden angel. He just kicked me into this monster.
I think the whole idea is like, no, to make sure that I'm definitely reunited her, I got to be killed by the same guy.
Dude, that should be awesome. Like, he's going out that way, and he's just giving the Terminator 2 thumbs up as he's going down to the gut.
Sounds about right. So, yeah, there's this race. It's going to blow up in 10 laps.
It doesn't somehow. The thing's deactivated.
Fett shoots like a grappling hook onto the witch, and then he shoots lasers at it, and then eventually the fucking thermal detonator falls off and then falls into Fett's windshield. And he's like, "A thermal detonator, no!" And then he suddenly like jumps out of the car, and we get an ill-defined explosion of Fett's silver racer, which is...
All of this is outside of the realm of the animator's ability, let me tell you.
Oh,
man.
Definitely. Oh, sure. It just like turns into like, it looks like the Peanuts when like they fight or something. Yes, or like Pigpen comes to town. It's just like this weird little smoke thing and it's like, that's it.
Oh, you got the stink lines and everything.
Well, the motion actually was what made me think of heavy metal the most because when they were trying to do fast stuff, they'd have to do that shit too.
Yeah, like slow, fluidy kind of, yeah, it's weird.
So this white guy wins this race, it leads to my favorite line in the episode where one of them goes, "Was that Boba Fett? You know, I've heard of him." That's it.
Whoa, wow, a celebrity.
And of course, everybody's heard of Sidney Fett.
Oh, was that the widower of Sidney Fett?
The Dr. Sidney Fett.
Zeppelin Dak shows up, which apparently is a famed speeder manufacturer.
Sure. Oh, yeah, he's like, it's like the Andretti family.
My favorite movie was Zeppelin Dak, A Man in His Dream.
Oh, yes, of course.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges is building all those speeders.
Holy fuck, dude. Tucker, The Man in His Dream. I haven't thought of that in a long time.
That's a good
time.
Movie, man.
That was a TV movie, right? Like HBO?
No, it's
no, theatrically released.
Are you fucking joking?
I'm not.
I'm not fucking
is.
Joking.
Oh, so Zeppelin Dak was the, that was the TV
yes,
movie.
Yes, that was the TV movie.
Yes, that was the
wait,
TV
and,
movie.
Wait. And the Greg Kinnear movie where he invents windshield wipers, is that a TV movie? Or
no,
is that,
that was theatrically released.
Oh, my
released
God.
Well.
What, we just throwing everything into the theater?
Dude, I fucking wish I could have been in the pitch meeting for that shit. So it's a movie about, well, it's going to star Greg Kinnear. We're eyeing him for the role.
Oh.
He's playing the dude who invents windshield wipers.
Really?
Does he like lose his wife or something? Or
I don't know.
Wow, and if that's successful, we'll hire Greg Kinnear to play a yawn in the next movie.
Or like automatic windshield wipers. Or I don't fucking
Who
know.
Who had a better career, Greg Kinnear or Joel McHale? I guess it's still too early for
what
Joel.
Greg Kinnear?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But people, what might...
They both host because even... they both hosted The Soup.
Oh, yes. I see. It's still Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, by a mile.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
Greg Kinnear's been nominated for an Academy Award, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But he had Joel McHale had a successful television series
for a long run.
But it wasn't that
but
long.
Movies. He never anchored a movie. Fucking
no.
They got Greg Kinnear anchoring a shit. Like he was did a fucking Paul Schrader movie.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Just asking questions, Chris.
I totally
You're
forgot.
You're pissing
the,
me off.
I forgot the Soup connection, so I was like, what the fuck are you getting this from?
Right, John also, Henson or make- Joel McHale.
Well, that's Joel McHale.
We should check. Maybe I made that up, but
what?
I think that Greg Kinnear Soup. That sounds.
Oh yeah,
right.
No, he was
definitely.
He was the first host.
One of the first.
So speaking of Soup, they're
also nominated for an Academy Award for As Good as It Gets, Best Supporting Actor.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of Soup, the gang is now in hot soup because they realize Zeppelin Dak for some reason has a fucking thing in the contract where they have to mind erase 3PO and R2-D2, which also, who gives a shit? They mind wipe them all the time.
They get mind wiped all the time. And guess what? It's like fucking bringing a laptop to work. This is now a work laptop.
It's like, okay, we got to put this antivirus program on there. Well, fuck you!
And also, these three people that are riding around with them, like, I don't know, they don't seem to care about them that much. Like, think about the way, like, Luke Skywalker eyes upon R2-D2 in Last Jedi, and he's like, my God, my friend, I haven't seen him in years. These three turds don't care about him in that way.
No, but they
just want a job, man.
Right, they're very... happy about getting the offer from
Zephram Cochran. Yes.
I think Thrall is kind of sweating the drug test, but he's going to go stop off on a different planet real quick to get some fake pee.
Right, and then they're like, oh,
3PO, can you synthetically pee?
Well, no, he ordered some stuff from Planet Amazon that's going to get him cleared up before.
But by the way, since Fett didn't complete the mission, I want to quickly mention that he decides to take Size From and the boys to Jabba the Hutt to collect the bounty on
I want
them.
To see that episode where he just executes them.
We should just had Fett the cartoon, dude.
That would have been pretty cool.
It would have been great. But no, so the Thal and the gang don't want to mind erase these droids. So they say, oh, well, that's that. I guess we won't take the job. Meanwhile, fucking 3PO and R2-D2 are already getting in a fucking escape pod and like out of there.
Well, the idea is
they ghosted. They Irish exit the entire situation.
It's weird because, like, R2-D2, as he's known to do, is fucking a computer console. Uh-huh. He's got his little robot dick in this wall.
He's nubbing it, dude.
And he taps into the, like, he's just, like, spying on them on the bridge. And
he probably watches them sleep, too.
And they're like, well, we can't do that. They're our friends. Like, they really helped us out, blah, blah, blah. And, then, like, R2 whistles.
And the guy's like, we really need the money.
Man, I need the money.
And then so they just shove themselves in this escape tube and blast off.
I think these dudes are spice addicts.
There's one shot of 3PO when they get in this escape pod. For a while, he's just spread eagle.
Yes, very comfortable in this pod. I couldn't believe it. And they just, and 3PO is like, all right, well, I guess we're on to our next master. If we ever, we could just be floating in space. I don't know.
And then you cut to the Slave One. He's driving to Tatooine to drop him off at Jabba. And then he's like, you're going to die tonight. And then it's just like, in his head, it's like, Boba Tholomew, do you remember? He introduced us, Boba Tholomew. Take the escape pod and get out. I don't want to see you ever again. You got lucky.
Oh, man, that would be fucking that awesome. I want that cartoon. That's a cartoon. Yeah.
Full name Boba Tholomew Fett.
Exactly
it
right.
It makes total sense.
It's a family name. It's a family name. Yeah, and they just jettison themselves onto the cold, icy, dark of space.
Yeah, just we'll see what happens.
Who knows if this cartoon's going to have a fifth episode.
They will land on another trash planet, I'm sure.
There was one part of this episode, I think at one point, or maybe, you know what? I think it was the other episode I was watching, where C-3PO and R2-D2 were just walking in space, like on top of a ship.
What?
That's like, totally fine.
That's at the start of this.
Okay, that's what it is.
They're just doing a spacewalk trying to fix the outside of the shit. Like the hyperdrive is broken or something.
I mean, we've seen R2 do that, but it's weird for 3PO.
3PO is just walking on the ship like.
You're right, because R2-D2's head's always out the window like a fucking dog.
Well, it's funny because so they blast themselves off into space. And by the way, all of this is on YouTube. You can go stream it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, let me check out what happened. Like, do we start just drifting in space in episode 5? And it's kind of even weirder because the episode just starts with them on another planet and they walk up to a door and 3PO's got like some thing that he looks at, like a little like gadget or something. And he's like, well, I think this is it, R2. This is where the agency sent us. And I was like, droid slave agency? Like what?
Sure.
Like a fucking temp agency? It was he just says the agency.
Yeah, man.
That's a whole other Star Wars world.
Come along, R2. This will get us beer money for the week. That's how I know temp agencies back in the day.
Absolutely, dude. Those were some hard times.
Oh, and then, rough stuff.
Well, it would 3PO and D2 go to that one place, and then R2-D2 starts flirting with Curly's wife, and it gets all fucking weird. And then C-3PO has to blow his brains out. It's really sad.
That's right. That
I would, that means the rabbits.
I would watch that. I'd watch the robot I've hated for years commit suicide.
Achuta.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
No, this is kind of fun. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if Eric invited me over and he got this DVD and he had enough materials, I'd probably have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Just FYI.
Come on up, dude.
But I don't know if I'd watch more of this by myself, kind of sober like I did this first one.
That's a similar opinion. I don't think alone is a good thing to be watching. That sounds rough.
You need a friend, a lifeline, you know, because watching it alone is a cry for help, which I will be doing.
And I mean, I like the animation. I like it. Am I the only one? Did anybody else notice a C-3PO fart?
No, really?
That might have just been you, dude.
No, Eric, no.
This is too.
Stop it.
They didn't have smell-o-vision yet, Chris.
No, like, I'm sure it was supposed to be, like, his fucking arm, like, squeaked or something, but it sounds like he farts.
That's pretty great. Oh, R2, I farted again. I would love that.
Got the oil farts, dude.
All right. Erase these droids' memories and get rid of this fucking, whatever makes him fart, get rid of that. I don't know what's in there.
Why would you build that?
It's, like, worse than a dog. Have you ever smelled a dog fart?
R2, they took my asshole. Oh, no, my tutor's gone.
Tutor. No, I wasn't embarrassed. I obviously liked this way too much. Because I remember the Ewoks cartoon being like fucking death.
Yeah,
so
I've never seen it.
I was like, this is going to be dumb as shit just like that. And I was like, oh no, I'm a person that likes Star Wars droids now.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't embarrassed, but I think, honestly, I'm going to be going back to Rambo. I still got a lot of Rambo to get through, and it's still a good time.
I got to check those out.
Oh, dude, it's worth it, man. I don't know if I can buy those on DVD, though. I wish that was the thing. They should cut those into a cartoon movie.
Oh, there's some pervert somewhere who's done that.
That's Animation Damnation for the month of September. Thanks so much for continuing to support our Patreon. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siskin.
Take it easy.